Matt tried to push himself sideways through the narrow gap. Sven was right, there just wasn't enough room, but the gap got wider higher up. Matt reached his arms over the pile of stone and earth and felt for something on the other side, something to grab hold of so he could pull himself through. It was strange, Matt thought, as he stared up at the murky darkness of the collapsed roof. The hole in the tunnel's ceiling was just about the same size as the space he was now trying to wriggle through. It looked like something had pushed its way through, forcing the ceiling and the earth behind it down into the space below. Had someone got there before them?
Careful,
Sven warned as more earth fell through the ruptured ceiling and slid down the pile.
It's okay,
Matt gasped, heaving himself up and into the gap.
It's not blocked for long. I can get through. Then we can maybe shift some of this and make the hole wide enough for you.
He was nearly there now, emerging head first from the mass of dirt and debris into darkness. His body was filling the gap and blocking out the light from Sven's torch. He could feel the grip of the earth round him. It seemed to tighten as the darkness deepened. Then, with a last heave, he was through and tumbling down the other side of the mound of earth. But even as he did so, he was aware of a roaring in his ears. Sven was shouting, and the whole tunnel seemed to groan and move. Then dirt and darkness came crashing down over Matt. The roof was collapsing. What little support had been left for it pulled away by Matt himself as he broke through the blockage. He could feel the earth and stone falling down around him, knocking him sideways. His nose and eyes were full of gritty blackness. He fumbled desperately for his torch and managed at last to switch it on. The beam of light was misty with falling dust and dirt, and behind Matt, the tunnel was completely blocked. He could hear Sven's muffled voice from the other side of the blockage, shouting to him that he would get help and dig Matt out. Matt sat on the cold, damp tunnel floor, shining the torch helplessly and hopelessly at the mass of debris clogging the passage behind him. All he could do was wait. Or was it? Surely if he kept going, he would meet Venture and Robin coming the other way. He might even find the treasure. Matt scrambled to his feet and set off quickly along the tunnel, only to find that there was another blockage further along. One of the walls had fallen into and across the tunnel, blocking the way forward with huge, heavy chunks of stone. The wind was blowing Catherine Feather's ice-blonde hair round her face as she stood at the end of the tunnel. She was peering into the darkness. There was no sign now of Venture and his daughter. She waited patiently, listening for any sound, watching for any indication that they had found something. Sitting on a lower part of the rising mound, Harper was still engrossed in his laptop. He was smiling thinly, oblivious to the cold wind, angling the screen so he could see it despite the bright sunlight.